that we knew about previously. The conditions of the race entitle us to declare up to 6 emergencies for the race, which this year we've done. This obviously gives the best protection for the slot holders in the event of something going wrong. Now, they're entitled, of course, to select whichever emergency they choose in the event of an injury or an illness to the horses. It's not a conventional order of entry for the emergencies. Just want to make that clear to the listeners. So I'll give you these in alphabetical order, Andrew.
Yep.
Clearly Innocent, Jungle Edge, Osborne Bulls, not alphabetical order, sorry, Dothraki, Pirata, and Sprite.
Pirata and Sprite. Okay. Now, the one thing that comes out is the 6 obviously all come from the Sydney Stakes.
That's correct. So I think we've got to fill the 17 declared for that race. So those 6 horses have also accepted for the Sydney Stakes and will run in that race. Unless they get a call up to the Everest.
Okay. Obviously, we don't want anything to happen to the 12, but as you say, you've got to prepare, haven't you?
Absolutely, that's absolutely the case. We need some protection there for the slot holders that invested heavily in the race. It also adds a little bit of interest as well.
Yep, for sure. So Clearly Innocent, Jungle Edge, Osborne Bulls, Dothraki, Pirata and Sprite are the 6 emergencies, and it would be up, if something happens, it's up to the slot owner to decide what horse they'd like of that 6.
That's correct.
Okay. The one interesting one that stands out, and I know it comes down to the Everest Committee, but Jungle Edge, who knows if the rain does arrive? We know how good the horse can be on a rain-affected track.
That's absolutely the case. He's got some great performances up here in Sydney on rain-affected ground. And in fairness to the horse, he's earned his place in the field or in those 6 emergencies based on his rating anyway. So they're rated from 110 down to 106. So they're all a fairly tightly bunched group as far as their handicapper ratings go. And, they're more than worthy emergencies for the race.
Okay. And one question without notice, Scott, the Kosciuszko barrier draw, is it just being done as normal tomorrow?
That's correct. It's a normal barrier draw, and that'll be released with the release of the fields.
Yep, okay. Thanks a lot, Scott.
Good on you, Andrew. Thanks a lot.
Good on you. Scott Kennedy joining us there from Racing New South Wales. So repeating, the 6 emergencies for the Tab Everest are Clearly Innocent, Jungle Edge, Osborne Bulls, Dothraki, Pirata and Sprite. Talking with Greg Hickman this morning, Tommy Berry has been booked to ride Pirata in the Sydney Stakes on Saturday. The horse comes back, of course, from the mile to run at the 1200. Caroline Searcy joins us from Bred to Win tonight. Morning to you, mate.
Good morning, Andrew. Thanks for putting me on such a busy morning.
Oh, mate, it is a week of unbelievable action, and we've got to keep everyone up to date, as you do with your breeding. And, well, Yulong have really started to hit home in Australia, haven't they?
Haven't they, Jeff? Mr. Zhang, he's a Chinese owner who's invested really heavily in Australia. We saw Catch Me win the Gym Crack, Harapore winning the Red Dancet, that Tosin Basil Group 1 place the other day. And we go behind the scenes, Sam Fairgray and also Sam Pritchard-Gordon, we hear from them about the big investment and the horses they're buying, the horses they're breeding. There's a lovely Frankel filly that we see at the farm on tonight's show. So huge investors in Australian racing and breeding. And we give you a bit of the background tonight on Bred to Win.
Okay, now tell us about the 2-year-olds. We're obviously starting to see a good group of them come through.
Well, there certainly are some fabulous 2-year-olds, that we're seeing already. And it's really exciting to some of the first season sires, but so many more to play out. And it's really interesting when you look back on some of the 2-year-olds we've seen in the past, such as Star Turn. He's a wonderful stallion at Vinery Stud. And I think, second season stallions can get a little bit lost. But when you see the story tonight about his foals, and he was a fabulous 2-year-old and then went on at 3 and won the Scalacci, the San Domenico. And we just look back a bit at his career and see the foals he's putting on the ground. And the Job Star Witness is doing as well, his sire, shows that Star Turn could well be a horse to maybe send a mare to, if they're not in foal at the moment or can't get into a stallion. He's a fabulous go-to option there at Vinery Stud.
Yeah, for sure. Mick Malone, what's happening out there at Kitchwan?
Well, we have a big story with Mick Malone coming up soon with the Sabug foals. That's next week. But we catch up with Mick, the Arrowfield sponsor, the horse that made you love racing. It's actually an Arrowfield bred horse. Mick used to work at Arrowfield, prepared this horse as a yearling, and it went on to win the Golden Slipper. So he really found his passion to stay in the game and create his own business through what happened with that horse. So we have that little tale on this evening with Mick Malone.
All right, so plenty of variety. What time's the program on?
We're on at 9 o'clock, Andrew, 9 o'clock Eastern, on Sky Thoroughbred Central, channel 528.
All right, and you, of course, can watch it on the Racing New South Wales website as well. Thanks a lot, Caroline. Enjoy the week. It's a monster week.
It is indeed. Keep us all up to date. Thanks, Andrew.
Good on you. Caroline Ceci there with the latest on Bred to Win, Sky Thoroughbred Central at 9 o'clock tonight. That's it for the news hour of Racing HQ. There's been plenty of it in that hour. There'll be plenty on the social media pages at Andrew Bensley, at Sky Sports Radio 1 right through the day. As soon as we get more info relevant to the Caulfield draws for the 1,000 guineas and the Caulfield guineas, we'll bring it to you. And tonight we'll have the barrier draws for you as soon as it's done for the Tab Everest. Stay with Sky Sports Radio, your racing leader.
Good morning, John O'Farr with your latest Sky Sports Radio news. A young woman was killed earlier this morning when her car was ripped into pieces in Melbourne's southeast, and according to police on the scene, it's one of the worst fatal crashes they've ever seen. Telstra have been blasted by the telco regulator for failing to look after its most valuable customers after two seriously ill people died without access to a landline. And motorists should get used to the higher petrol prices we are seeing across the country, with warnings some fuel prices could top $2 a litre. At the moment, Adelaide has the highest average unleaded petrol. In sports news, Bernard Foley believes Australia's best attacking return in nearly a year shows there are plenty of points in the Wallabies if they can only just get their defence right. Australia's new-look batting lineup is set for a major examination after Pakistan built an imposing first innings total in the first test in Dubai. At stumps on day two, Australia were none for 30, trailing by 452 runs. And Sydney Kings marquee man Andrew Bogut has declared he isn't in the NBL to make friends, saying he doesn't care if the opposition players like him or not. Bogut says he has one goal, to help the Kings win an NBL championship. That's the latest news and sport on Sky Sports Radio, where we are counting down to Tab Everest Day this Saturday at Royal Randwick.
He's back. Comedy Equine presents champion Bling It On, Australian 2 and 3 year old of the year, 16-time group winner and $1.65 million owner. He's the complete package. Go to comedyequine.com.au for all your stallion inquiries.
Harvey Norman's massive factory outlet is open 7 days. It's the only one in Sydney, and it's at Mascot. Full of manufacturer's seconds, ex-display stock, scratch and dent, factory refurbished units, and end-of-line run-out models. It's all cheap, 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 and price to clear. Fridges, washers, TVs, computers, furniture, bedding and flooring, and lots, 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 lots more. Harvey Norman's factory outlet, Gardner's Road, Mascot.
Another quick success story about radio. A real small real estate agency wanted to be a real big real estate agency. They heard that radio reaches over 68% of Australians every day, which means that radio reaches more Australians than all other audio platforms combined. So they ran a campaign. The more people heard their ads, the more homes they
sold.
And soon, the real small real estate agency became a real big real estate agency. Thanks to reaching 68% of Australians every day. Radio. Alive with reach. Alive with results. Visit radioalive.com.au.
So, who are you backing in the next?
Well, I like this one at the distance, but
whoever you're backing, Tab's got you covered. This Tab Everest Day, place a fixed odds win bet on any race at Randwick and Caulfield. If your horse runs second or third, get a bonus bet back up to $50.
We're on here, boys. Lock it in.
Who are you backing this spring? Tab. Download the app today. Tab account bets only. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Sydney has the world's richest race in just 4 days.
Racing HQ continues on Sky Sports Radio. It's time for a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And good morning, everybody. Sean Cosgrove with you at 12 past 10. What a big day of racing today. We have got Goulburn, Robin, 523. Morning, Robin.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
I'm well. Now, how's your day in Goulburn today?
It's a beautiful day. We're hoping to get to a top of 22 degrees. So, it's going to be a great day. We might get a late shower a little later on, but so far it looks perfect.
Now, I notice your track is in the soft rain, so you obviously have had a little bit of rain.
We have had some welcome rain. We've had around 22 mil in the last week. The track is currently rated a soft 6, and the rail's in the true position.
All right, so soft six and a true on a beautiful day, but maybe a light shower later on and you won't knock that back, I wouldn't think.
Absolutely never knock rain back. It looks like a very competitive race program today. I was just looking through the tab six-odd markets for the meeting earlier, and most of the races would be pretty even betting propositions. And in a first for the club, we're running a 2,800-metre race, which will be race five. The Spring Merino Stayers race, it's the longest race we've ever run here at the track, so that should be today.
Fantastic. I did notice some of those fixed odds shorten drastically, so you must have had a fair crack at them too, Robin, while you're there.
Yes, well, yeah, and I'd like to also take the opportunity to wish our Goulburn representatives, Danny Williams and Kurt Goulburn, all the best in the Kosciuszko this weekend with their runners, Ruthless Agent and Don't Give a Damn. It's fairly exciting for Goulburn.
Yeah, it is. It's a great weekend. Fantastic concept, isn't it?
It is. Great. Very exciting.
Yeah, too right. Well, enjoy the day today. Hope all goes well. John Scorse is going to come up with all the winners for me in a moment.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Robin. Robin Fife at Goulburn. It's 14 past 10, and he's with me. John, how are you?
Yeah, good morning, Sean. Good morning, everyone. On the back up, mate, from Leeton. But going to be a nice day there at Goulburn, as Robin says. About 22 degrees. What are we on, a soft five or six now, Cozzy?
Soft six.
Yeah. Rail's true. So, look, I don't think it's going to inhibit anything that likes a wet track. Look, it's going to be about half and half, I guess I'm trying to say, you know. Don't let it stop you if you like one on the good.
All right. Well, the first there, number one, Bryden May, $5. Two, Katana is $8.50. Number three, Old Maribo, $8.50. Four, Bay of Medina, $4. Five, Chiang Mai Express, $2.30. Six, Otter May, $7.50. Seven, eight out. Number nine, Monsieur Affair, $51. The favourite, five, Chiang Mai Express at $2.30.
Yeah, I'm going to go with it too, Sean. 5-2-4-1. Look really good. We saw it when it's maiden down here at Queanbeyan pretty easily. It beat Airfree one last Friday, Airfree. I know this is going back to May. Then I went round at Kembla Grange and you just couldn't be anywhere near the fence. So it found the wrong part of the track there behind Black Chilli and it won again after that. So, Claire Cunningham and Jace Collett, a good gate. There's a lot of speed, so I'm happy enough to go with her. Probably about as short as you'd want to take, though, 2:30, but it does look set up for it to get over the top of them. Look, two Katana, she's very fast. She's had the three runs, got softened right up at Queanbeyan last time. But look, I don't think the gate's too big a disadvantage to her. She's very speedy, and we'll see that from her today. And fit, though. She'll look to win her somewhere in the straight. Bay of Medina, I don't mind it coming back to 900 metres. Probably going to suit it better. It was good first up at Wagga. One of its maiden here. Oh, I think it was Championships Day as well, Sean, and Plate was the only other run on this track, so she doesn't mind it here at Goulburn, and very speedy again, as they all are, and Brian May, not too bad at Canberra last time, so good speed there, so it's going to be an interesting little contest, but Chiang Mai Express, might just get over them late.
But yeah, race two, the class one, one out, number two, Bill, 7-8-13, three, Laughing or Crying, 460, four out. Five with Purpose, 270. Six, Elegant Ellen, 310. Seven, Electron, $5. A Grand Awakening, 12. A Late Scratching, 9. Dizzy Miss Lizzie. And 10, Is Anyone There, 41. 270 favourite, five with Purpose.
Yeah, going to go with her too, Sean. 5, 3, 6, 7 with Purpose. We saw it here when it's made at Goulburn back in April. Look, the run's either side. It's been wide both times. Musselbrook there in that really hot maiden, missed out, won it. And it was, look, it covered a bit of ground there, won at Goulburn with a nice turn of foot, and then Newcastle was off the track. And it resumed at Musselbrook, and it led there and got run down, but it's had a trial since. So a nice soft gate for it. That'll do me, Ed O'Rourke, and then Adam Hieronymus. I'll go with it on top. Got a bit of time for this horse, Laughing or Crying. Danny Williams has got him now, and I remember him resuming last preparation at Wagga. He ran an absolute cracker there, struck a few wet tracks and the like, just got his road of business, some unsuitable type of races, but he's a bit of a talent. He was zooming in for Danny, and he's got the blinkers off. So really nice type of horse in the yard as well. He'll catch your eye. Keen to have a look at him today. Definitely six, Elegant Ellen. They've been pretty patient with this, the Clark. Only had the three runs for a four-year-old mare, and she looked good in the whole three of those, even at Campbell when she was beaten back in December. Well, Cradle Mountain won it. It ran nearly a world record that day. It won by a long way. And, look, she probably had enough by then. So, resuming from gate one, Again, want to have a look at her in the yard. And Alcatrine over from Bathurst is best of the rest. 5, 3, 6, 7, Sean.
The third, One Tiger by the Tail, $5. 2 Fly Forward, $3.93 out. 4 Maid of Milan, $3.60. 5 Tiata, $6.50. 6 Cappuccino is $8.50. 7 Yorkie Way, $5. 8 out. Number 9, Wild Wild West, $13. And 10 Biscuit is $51. Favourite 4, Maid of Milan, $3.60.
Yeah, it'll take some beating too, Sean, the favourite here. 4, 6, 1, 2. A Maid of Milan, I like the way it won the maiden up at Bathurst. I think it's nice and progressive, and he doesn't usually miss Joe Pride when he comes down here. J4, they're a hell of a combination anywhere, but they seem to be deadly at Goulburn. Only lightly racing, she's on the up, and I think this stood out nicely for Joe for this progressive mare, this benchmark 58 here. So I'll go with her on top. 4, 6, 1, 2, I might have said. It should have been 4, 1, 2, 6. I've got the Tiger in for second, Tiger by the Tail. He's got a calf, a big weight. He's a good weight carrier. Interesting part about him, Sean, I've spoke to Danny about this horse quite a few times. For now a seven-year-old, he prefers a little bit more given the track than those firm tracks that he's ran into quite a few times. You'll notice he won at Maruya. It was a bit forgiving that day last time down there, as it always is. They beat at Goulburn on a firm track, and he's run at Goulburn first up on a soft, was also really good. So he gets the right condition. He's got the big weight and the wide gate, but I don't think that'll worry him too much as long as he can keep the roll on, and the small field's probably going to suit him if the speed's true. So he's second pick. Fly Forward, this went like a jet here first up on Knocktop. Was a really eye-catching run, and then just probably anchored by the weight, but still not disgraced down at now the last time, beyond as canny as a gate one. But again, I think it'll need the speed on it. Can get a bit keen in its races. And 6 Cappuccino for Trev Sullivan, I thought was best the rest. But this will take a bit of beating, Maid of Milan. 4, 1, 2, and 6, Sean.
Righto, the fourth one, Battle Fury, 440. 2 Delude, 14. 3 Gifted Curbs, 151. 4 Sigurd Dance, 151. 5 Scaldac, 10. 6 Lady Conjurer, 19. 7 Witakoni, 7. 8 Mushroom Rock, 71. 9 Plus 2, 19. 10 Etheridge, 480. 11 or else, 850. And 12 Miss Moana, 350. It's the favourite, the 12 Miss Moana, 350.
Yeah, good little contest. This, I made it 10, 11, 12, 5, Sean. I like Etheridge here. Look, it was really good when it won its maiden. But it's a nice Roman Emperor horse, she is. And when it's maiden at Hawkesbury, then it went round at Wyong first up. I just don't think it handled Wyong, and it got back out of it as well at 13.50. You might see a different horse here on the big straight stretches, and it's drawn the inside gate as well. Generally, they generate enough speed here. It'll probably get back a little bit, but like I mentioned, I think the big track's the key to it. So I'm going to go with Etheridge for John Thompson and Jay Ford here. Look, I didn't mind the way this went or else down at Maruya. It was a little bit stiff there, Sean. I think he's got a bit of an opinion of this Kurt Goldman, and I'm certain back at this home track here up to the mile is going to suit. It's got a lugging bit on it too. It wanted to run about a bit and straight. And I think one ran out in front of it as well. You could have made a case to say it should have nearly won down there. And then you've got Miss Moana. I think in the same vein as Etheridge, it went round at Wyong. It didn't look at home there at all. The other two runs, Newcastle, 13 and 1400 metre races. But it looks nice and progressive, looks nice and progressive, Miss Moana, and a little bit of support for it's a pretty good guide as well, Sean. And then 5 Scaldac, he went second at Queanbeyan, and then he won really impressively last time. Obviously, a bit different going from Queanbeyan to Goulburn, but look, back in a Class 1 maiden plate, I think he's pretty well suited. 10, 11, 12 and 5, good little contest, Sean.
Righto, race 5, 1 Sovereign Air, $8.50, 2 Sir Otavio, 41, 3 Everly Girl, 390, 4 Grey Eminence, 550, 5 Arenic, 13, 6 Jagger, 850, 7 Carmen Serene, 31, 8 Southern Gamble, 8, 9 Stitched Up, 750, 10 Plea Bargain, 460, favourite 390, 3 Everly Girl.
Yeah, this will be something to watch, this 2800, Sean. Never had one of these at Goulburn in the past, and a very interesting little field. I made it 4.935. I think he'll stay all day, this horse, Grey Eminence. Took him up to Newcastle last time behind Transact. It just led and ran the race to suit itself. Look, he's third up in the spell. He's in good hands with David Payne, and I think he's on the improve. So I'm going to go with Grey Eminence. Look, I don't mind this horse down the bottom stitched up here, Sean, on the minimum. He's always given the impression he'd make a nice little stayer. And a couple of runs this preparation, we get to your fifth up. Queen Vinny was good. He's had to do a bit of work his last two runs in a row. He was there early and he just got nailed late. And then Canberra, he was off the track all the way last time. I think that was a pretty handy race to that benchmark 65, Red Heat, Belfast, Bella and the like. So, look, gate two, I think he'll probably hold a forward spot today as well. So I think he's pretty good value in the race. Look, Emily Girl, she kicked nearly every box, Sean. She only won two from 32, but the last couple of runs for her have been really good. And she just gets back and minds her own business. And he'll produce her at the right time, Johnny Grisdale. Short enough for a long race, but it's probably warranted, I guess. And a five, I thought was probably best of the rest, Irenic. Didn't get into it at Wagga last time, but on his home track, again, gate one, if he's up on the speed, he'll just keep running. So not much separates a few of these. I think the tactic's going to be vital, Sean. It made it 4, 9, 3, and 5.
And a race six, one attainment is $9, two Aaron Dissamont, $6.50, three Copper Nip, $12, 4 out, 5 Sweet Fella, 8, 6 out, 7 Burrungong, 5.50. Number 8 is the Foxy Lady, 2.05, 9 and 10 out, 11 Prospectus Helmet, 26 and 12 Boom Queen, $8. Favourite the 8 is our Foxy Lady at $2.05.
Yeah, Sean, I almost made this the best bet of the day, but Aronda's one always concerns me. I made it 8, 2, 7 and 5. It's got just about everything in its favour here, the Foxy Lady, especially now we're down to a field of 8 after the scratchings. But she's a pretty consistent girl when she's right. And Hawkesbury run first up was very, very good, of course, beyond Cosmologist and Vinnie Power. You wouldn't get much stronger form lines for this type of race than that, Sean. So make its own way up on top of the speed somewhere. And it looks very, very hard to beat. Arondis Mont, you can never take it too lightly, though. She hasn't had anything go away. Just forget Maruya there. It didn't happen for her. Kembla Grange, prior to that, 6th of 12, it was a better run than what it reads on paper. Nacho Libra, Semper Fidelis and Gravitate there. She just needs a little bit to go away in the run, and I think now we're down to a field of 8 and reasonable speed. She's a little bit versatile as well. So, look, I think she's the only danger, and that's probably the best Quinella. Look, outside those, 7, put this in for 3rd here, Burrungong. He races better here than anywhere else, and I thought his run in that highway was very good. He was off the track, and he was still there punching with about 100 to go or so. So gate one, he'd probably be right there all the way. He sat off the track and won here the run prior, so better form here than anywhere else. And 5, best of the rest, Sweet Fella. But look, very hard to beat. Pardon me, the Foxy Lady. 8, 2, 7, and 5, Sean.
All right, race 7, 1 Circus Train, 26, 2 out, number 3 Kings Peak, 2 even, 4 Burn Sun, 31, 5 out, 6 Lady Eleanor, 460, 7 Chrissy's Dream, 71, 8 Provocative Man, 369, Rufio, 15, 10 out, 11 Norma Jean, 18, 12 Rising Force, 41, 13 Sonic Power, 19. Favourite here, 2 even, short, number 3 Kings Peak.
Yeah, it's short and it'll be sweet, Sean. I think it's the best bet of the day, 3.861 for me. I like the way he chased this horse. I know Quick Finance has come out and was beaten, but it was attacked all the way at Nara when it went under. He was very good behind it. And, of course, a Sebring, he gets up to 1,400 metres here. And I don't think this has got a stack of depth in it, this race. So I think there's only a couple of chances. Jeff Penzer in the saddle for John O'Shea. And again, he's like a death adder when he's here at Goulburn, John. And he usually gets down on course as well. So hopefully we can catch up with him through the day, but I think King's Peak is the best bet of the day. Main danger, definitely Provocative Man. Kembla Grange was good behind Farron for last time. It's run a nice race. That was off a three-week break, so we kept here after three runs. Wide gate, but you get a reasonable run for the 1,400 metres. It's probably the main danger. A Lady Eleanor, she's been placed 5 of her 8. She was really good first up, and she looked like she wanted it. I think we spoke to Danny Williams that day about her chances. I think he indicated she'd probably need it. And, look, definitely the extra 200 metres. She's not without some claims, and the top weight Circus Train for the first 4 takers. But I think it's special King's Peak. 3, 8, 6, and 1, Sean.
All right, the 8th event, 1 out. Number 2, Jerry LaRose, 51. 3, Hadjik is 23. Number 4, read all about it, 420. 5, Russell's 380, number 610, Miss 750, 7 Lamplight, Lily 15, 8 out, 9, Compactor 11, 10 Knight's Helmet 10, 11, Mr. Menzies 23, 12 out, 13 Doro Diva 19, 14 Doro Rain 440, and 15 Adventure Queen 34. Favourite here, 380, number 5, Brussels.
Yeah, I'm outside the square a bit here, Sean. 6549 for me. I like Dan Miss. This one, a really nice race over 1,000 metres here behind Oh My Mimi. Dizzy Miss Lizzie came out of the race and won by being a canter at Nowra. Then it just didn't have too much go its way, and I thought that maiden was okay. Trevelyan won it. Damn it, second. Lady Eleanor, third. It got back and wide, and look, its run was really good. But it's drawn out again, but if the speed's true enough, this won't be far off. I don't mind it at the 750, an improving horse, and it's in good hands as well with Wayne Hart, so I'll go with it. Brussels, I like his run, a Pendragon horse for Joey Ible. Nick Haywood keeps the ride. It just went under behind Rapid Lover at Canberra on debut. And there was no real money for it either that day. He threw in a protest, so they're of the opinion it should have finished even closer or probably won. I think it'll benefit from that. It comes up with gate two here, so it's going to be there somewhere. Paul Reed, all about it. He's not far off, this fellow. He's got a bit of talent. Both his runs this four, well, all his four runs have been good. He's furthest back, he finishes fourth both times in a row. And just, you've got to put the line through Nowra first up from that wide gate. And he was okay here last time after an awkward type of start. So he can certainly improve up to 1,200. But an interesting little row. Oh, that's third tip. Fourth, I'd put in Compactor for Gary Fortelli, Sean. But a bit of value around the last one. I've made it 6, 5, 4, and 9, right?
Any standouts, John?
I think there's a couple, Sean. I made one good thing, race 7, number 3, King's Peak. But she's a foxy lady. It will take some beating. And I'm pretty keen on the chances of Etheridge as well. You've got Maid of Milan. It's been a pretty handy track to us. I don't want to put the mop on myself, but it's been a pretty handy track to us, Golden, on the punt. And I can't wait to get there, mate.
All right. Look forward to hearing the late mail throughout the day.
Okay, Sean. Good luck.
John Scores, 10:30, Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio brings you every incredible moment of Greyhound Racing's million-dollar chase. Friday night, Wentworth Park holds 8 semi-finals with all winners through to the October 20 grand final. Catch the million-dollar chase right here on Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio brings you Harness Racing's best. Saturday night, some new Group 1 stars will clash in the Victoria Cup at Tabcorp Park, Melton. Catch the late mail and the calls Saturday night on Sky Sports Radio.
The Australian Women's Health Diary funds life-saving breast cancer trials research. Just $18.95 from newsagents Woolworths and magshop.com.au. The Australian Women's Health Diary. Buy the diary that saves lives today.
Racing HQ is brought to you by the Tab app. Get live streaming of every race every day, even when you're browsing the app. Gamble responsibly.
29 to 11, let's update the latest news in sport now. Here's John O'Farr.
Thank you, Cozzy. Luke Keary is confident of clicking with Daly Cherry Evans in the Kangaroos halves after admitting to be a long-time admirer of the Manly playmaker. Matthew Ebden has enjoyed a 3-set win over rising American Francis Tiafoe at the Shanghai Masters. Bulldogs captain Josh Jackson will spend most of the off-season in rehabilitation after the Bulldogs forward underwent surgery, shoulder surgery, that will keep him off the training paddock for the next 3 to 4 months. Usman Khawaja and Aaron Finch will spearhead Australia's attempt to match Pakistan's imposing first innings total on day 3. Australia are currently trailing by 452 runs. And Sydney recruit Andrew Bogut says Melbourne United are the team to beat, but the Kings are working hard for another NBL championship. That's the latest news in sport on Sky Sports Radio, where we're counting down to the Tab.